House will come to order. Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, the House of Representatives would like to thank Amber Huseth for taking her time from her senior year at Wright High School to serve as our student page. Amber is an excellent student who maintains a 3.95 grade point average, which she said would be 4.0 if it was not for stupid business law. She's a member of the National Honor Society, has been on the Principal's Honor Roll all 4 years, and received all state honors in drama. She has been a DARE role model. In addition to all of her academic achievements, she's also been an all-conference and all-state in golf. During her spare time, she volunteers at a camp for disabled children. Her future plans include attending the University of Wyoming to study pre-med and biology with the hope of becoming a pediatrician. Amber, we've all enjoyed your cheerful enthusiasm and wish you the best. Would you like to share a few words with us?
I would like to say thank you to all the staff and the representatives for making this such a great experience. I realize that a lot of kids my age don't get this kind of experience, and I'm very grateful for it. Coming into this, I was very ignorant to the process and to the effort it takes to compromise for the good of the people of Wyoming. And throughout this experience, I've learned a lot, and I've gained a lot of respect for this body and the Wyoming government as a whole. One special thanks to the representative of my House district, Representative Barlow. He did good most of the time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Wyoming Women's Legislative Caucus, I would like to present Amber with this pin. And, you know, we have a Leap into Leadership program every year where we encourage women to be involved in their communities, to run for office on every level. And one of the things that we know to be true is that women a lot of times wait to be asked to run. So, Amber, we'd like you to get involved and be a part of the legislature someday.
Mr. Majority Whip, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did want to welcome all of us have folks back home that sort of help us to be down here, and I've got one of those folks in the gallery today, Curtis McNiven, who's a lawyer in my office and has picked up a lot of slack while I've been down here. I told him how hard we work, and he came over today, and I'm not sure he believes me. But anyway, if you'd welcome him to the House.
Welcome to the House. Anyone else? Representative Goggles. Okay, well, we'll catch you when I get here. Representative Nicholas, you're the bane of my existence. We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 427. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 6, Solid Waste Disposal District Board Terms. Ayes 29, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 428, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 7, Sanitary Facilities for Motion Picture Operators. Ayes 29, noes 1. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 429. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 36, Property Offenses. Ayes 28, noes 2. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 430. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 42, Land Use Planning. Ayes 30. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 431. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 119, Department of Family Services. Ayes 30. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 432, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 127, Driver's Licenses, Veterans Designation. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
With that order of business of reading and signing of enrolled acts. First enrolled act for consideration is House Enrolled Act 104, being Original House Bill 55.
Enrolled Act number 104, Original House Bill 55, an act relating to environmental quality.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 104, being Original House Bill 55. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 105, being Original House Bill 156.
Just call me Mario. Did you get that one?
Right, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Enrolled Act number 105, Original House Bill number 156, an act relating to inspection of brands.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 105, being Original House Bill 156. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 106, being Original House Bill 187.
Enrolled Act number 106, from Original House Bill 187, an act relating to campaign finance reporting.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 106, being Original House Bill 187. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 107, being Original House Bill 237.
Enrolled Act number 107, from Original House Bill number 237, an act relating to unemployment insurance.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 107, being Original House Bill 237. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 108, being Original House Bill 6.
Enrolled Act number 108, from Original House Bill 6, an act relating to solid waste disposal districts.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 108, being Original House Bill 6. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 109, being Original House Bill 7.
Enrolled Act number 109, from Original House Bill number 7, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 109, being Original House Bill 7. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 110, being Original House Bill 36.
Enrolled Act number 110, from Original House Bill 36, an act relating to offenses against property.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 110, being Original House Bill 36. So signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 111, being House Bill 42.
Enrolled Act number 111, from Original House Bill number 42, an act relating to land use planning.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 111, being Original House Bill 42. So signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 112, being Original House Bill 119.
Enrolled Act number 112, from Original House Bill 119, an act relating to the Department of Family Services.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 112B and Original House Bill 119. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 72 being Original Senate File 146.
Enrolled Act Number 72 from Original Senate File Number 146, an act relating to children.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 72 being Original Senate File 146. I have so signed. We're now at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The message to our for our consideration is message number 432 on House Bill 127, Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 432 to House Bill 127, and this is on driver's license veterans designation. And members of the body, they simply cut off the first part of the sentence and moved it to the last of the sentence. So just a grammatical fix, it no substantive changes to the bill, and I would ask for your aye vote. And I did check with the sponsor on this. He said it was great.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 127. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman. Coleman. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Feiler, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller excused, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Wallace, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Coleman, Madden. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 127. We're now at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 66. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 66, Senate File Message Number 303, and I'd like to turn the and I'd urge your aye vote. I'd like to turn the explanation over the concurrence to the good representative who donated summer and fall to this project and was very active in the ultimate negotiation, but with this phrase, I hope this is the end of trash talk in this session of the legislature.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be brief, but I won't. The differences between the two houses on this bill came down to three amendments. If you'll recall, House Appropriations had taken this away from being a general fund appropriation and directed it to the municipal solid waste account or fund that was set up from prior appropriations and appropriations from this year. That the Senate pushed that back to a general fund appropriation. That was a concern to the House Appropriations Committee. When we requested the committee, the concurrence, the chair of appropriations was on the committee. I think after what we saw was done on the review by the executive branch of the budget, he then was not quite so concerned about just leaving it a general fund appropriation. So we went ahead and concurred on that issue. This will now have a $4 million general fund appropriation that goes into its own account for the cease and transfer, and then a $1.5 million, the $4 million is for grants. The $1.5 million is for the loan, total appropriation out of general funds of $5.5 million, which is very close. Within a half, within $500,000 of the bill as originally drafted by a very hardworking subcommittee. So that's where we are with the concurrence on that issue. The second issue we had, and after meeting with the other body, I've come to really like this amendment. What we want to do, the rules and regulations on the cease and transfer will be developed by the Department of Environmental Quality over the summer. And what we want to do is establish a priority list of those municipalities that will be eligible for the grant and loan program, and that list will be presented to the legislature with the estimates on those costs so that we can then approve them. And the idea behind this is we want to, with this large liability to the state of Wyoming, and with the legislature agreeing to step forward and cover that liability, we want to keep our hands on the reins and not just turn the money over to the agency and let it run. And I don't see this being a factor to slow down the program getting implemented, and I think it's a very good way for this body to be able to stay in control or at least monitor the progress very well. So that was an amendment out of the Senate that that we concurred with. That was a very good position after a thorough discussion. The third amendment that the Senate put on was by one of its members and changed definitions, and the Senate receded from that. We've knocked that Senate amendment out. And what it was is in two places in the bill, they changed definitions. And I'll just tell you, we worked hard all summer long with DEQ, with the Citizens Advisory Group, with LSO, several revisions to make sure our language was precise with the meeting. And then also, if you recall, Senate File 55, which was a companion bill regarding the remediation program, we wanted to make sure our language was mirroring with those so that we were just consistent moving forward with this program. And, you know, I could keep talking, so if you want, I can go through some more of the bill to go back to it. Or
any other discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 66. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller. Excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton. Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Wallace, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 66. The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel, which should be very briefly.
certified by you.